You know, CIT is really in its infancy, if it started in 2013 here in Western New York, but you are seeing the success that it's having.
I hear from families in a support group and on a helpline that we get in the office where people will call in. And there's no question that people who have experienced police coming to their house report a big difference with an officer who is CIT trained and really being compassionate and understanding with the family. You know, this is a family who you're seeing in the absolute worst day of their life. I mean, to have to call the police on somebody you love because you're so afraid they're going to hurt themselves or someone else, it's a horrible position to be in. You know, they may be distraught, disheveled, crying. You know, you may find it difficult to communicate with the family as well as the individual that they're calling you on. Take a walk in a family member's shoes.
So talk about also from the perspective of there is no family. It's just an officer and a distraught person, whether they're distraught because they're drunk or on drugs or mentally ill, is a decision that has to be made quickly.
Right. And helping an officer to assess a person is very important. So some of the things they'll tell you is approach the person very cautiously. Don't get in their face. Don't get in their space. Be very gentle in the way you talk to them. Listen to them. Try to explain to them that it's safe. It's important for them in CIT training to get that because they're trained to look at suspicious activity and respond in a way that puts their safety first, you know, and shoot to kill. I mean, they're nervous. Who are you? What are you doing here? Do you have a weapon? Are you going to reach for something? You know, and if it's someone who's got a mental illness, they don't have a clue. So if you're mentally ill, you're more nervous and you're more reactive. And if you're psychotic, you're not in reality at all. You know, if someone's delusional, having paranoid delusions, and you kind of get in their face or you have a threatening voice, you're going to ratchet them up. That's like a recipe for disaster with a police officer with a gun.
So what other evidence is there that CIT in Western New York is working?
Sometimes in a community, 80% of the problems police might have to deal with are from 20% of the population. You know, and if that's one or two people that are making all these calls, they found that in Cheektowaga that when they identified some of these people and the police with CIT training were supportive and involved and won their trust, that it changed the whole dynamic of the situation, that, you know, it was much more a positive outcome for people with psychotic disorders to feel that they could trust a police officer to be someone who was a safe person to talk to rather than being terrified of them.
There are others who have mental illness who enter the criminal justice system for other minor offenses.
Yes, trespassing, urinating on public property, you know, things like that that aren't considered where they're a danger to themselves, but sometimes it's grounds to be arrested, and so then you find a psychotic person thrown into jail. And, you know, the UB Department of Psychiatry has done a fantastic job in improving the situation at the Erie County Holding Center with a mental health unit. I think it's only 12 beds, though. Weekends and nights, there's still a lot of those people that are under the care of guards. And then, of course, there are people who are psychotic or mentally ill or struggling with terrible addictions who are not on the mental health unit, and so guards are taking care of them. But the problem goes back to the issue that I think NAMI's perspective is, we have keep closing psychiatric beds, and we have people who can't get an appointment with a psychiatrist for 3 months in this community and many other communities. And the criminal justice system has picked up all of these people who can't be helped. And, you know, it's totally inappropriate. They're not equipped for it. So that's what we're dealing with. That's the situation right now. And they're being asked to put a Band-Aid on all these things.
I mean, when you talk about folks who aren't even of legal age, I have to imagine it gets even more complicated.
It's terribly complicated, and I think our society is failing to address it in the most responsible manner. People complain about, well, you can't spend all this money on more services and hospital beds, but you're spending it on prison costs. So why don't you just take those costs from the prison and put them to the mental health system and get people directed to professionals and get people into residential treatment programs that meet their needs? I mean, most of the residential treatment programs for addictions are too short. You have that revolving door with addictions as well as with psychiatric patients in the hospital. And that goes back to this, you know, the insurance companies are saying, okay, you can only be in acute care for such and such a time. But when that person is discharged, they may not really be completely stable. What I've heard some doctors talk about, and I agree with, is that we need an intermediate placement kind of system, and we don't really have.
How would you assess where we are now and where we need to go from here?
That's a very good question. We have systemic problems that are bigger than just CIT as a resolution. You know, there's a book out by D.J. Jaffe, who actually is a member of NAMI Buffalo, called Insane Consequences. It was just published this year. And that book is a very detailed study of the mental health system, including the criminal justice system and the overlap between them. Somehow we have to move away from the criminal justice system being the first line of treatment and move back to professional providers. And they need continuity of care. They can't keep seeing all these different people who don't know them and are trying to learn their story all over from day one. And if we all could be more open about it and less judgmental and more understanding and more compassionate to people, that also would help.